There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. This is Internet Marketing. And today, drum roll, I'm with Kelvin. It's been a while, Kelvin. How are you?
Yeah. Hi, Andy. Hi, listeners. Yeah, good to be back. Yeah. I'm going to be a bit more involved again in the podcast, which is all exciting. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to sharing the knowledge and answering a few of your questions and, yeah, making sure that we've got the internet marketing knowledge spreading far and wide.
Spread the internet love. Right. So today, these sessions with Kelvin are going to be more sort of discussion-y, panel-y.
Yeah.
And a selected topic for today, Kelvin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we're going to be talking about something that's really been kind of on my radar and agenda over the last couple of months, which is this sort of strange situation we're in whereby search marketing, and particularly SEO, but also paid search and social and content and analytics sort of being broadly in the same sort of area, are at the same time getting more simple on one hand, but actually also becoming more complex. And I use the word complex deliberately there. So on the one hand, more and more businesses who I'm seeing have a good understanding of the fundamentals of search. So they've taken the time, there's members of their team, or they've worked with third-party freelancers or agencies, and they know what they need to do. They know kind of what the search engines are looking for, how that overlaps very, very frequently with what their users are looking for. So they've got this real good understanding of that being required, but sometimes struggling a little bit more with the organizational challenges that go with that and the behavioral changes, which I think is quite interesting because actually, as a person who's experienced in search, I think actually now your responsibility and the things that I find hardest to do and the projects I find that are challenging me the most aren't necessarily always to do with solving very, very complex technical problems. It's actually more about behavioral change. So to give you an example, I've been working with a big international organization fairly recently on a project. And they've got lots of different websites all over the world, some of them very, very large websites that are kind of really, really successful in their own space. So they're really, really, you know, they're driving lots of traffic. It's a publishing website, so they're hitting all their objectives. And then other websites where perhaps SEO has never quite been their focus, they're doing less well. And, you know, you've got this distributed team and areas of knowledge and expertise all across that team. But it's really, really difficult if you're working in a kind of a central role there to, how do you share that knowledge of best practice in one business, but not in another business unit?
Yeah.
You know, so you've got this kind of situation whereby actually you've got some people who are really, really knowledgeable, other people who are less knowledgeable. You've got the kind of actually, here's 1,000 things we could potentially do with our websites. That's another problem I'm seeing very, very frequently, which is actually, you know, working with clients who kind of come to you and say, okay, here's all these great SEO ideas that we've got, but we're not sure which sequence to do them in. We're not sure how to prioritize them. We're not sure how to, you know, decide what do we do today and what do we do tomorrow. And I think that's really, really interesting as a discipline, because you've then got to actually take a step back and kind of go, well, rather than here's a default list of actions that most websites, you know, mistakes that websites make, we're not seeing that anymore. It's like, actually, should we be launching a new business unit? Should we be, you know, setting up internal training programs to share knowledge and all of that type of thing, which I think is an interesting change in the sector as a whole.
So
what would be your three top tips for businesses that are looking to... Because I assume this is a fairly widespread issue.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think so. Yes, it's going to be more common in larger organisations than, you know, smaller businesses. But I think they'll have different challenges. But often it's around time and prioritisation. It's one of those business consultant cliches, is that the low hanging fruit and the quick wins and all of that type of thing. I think that would be one strong piece of advice that I would give to people, is that whilst there are many things that you could and probably should be doing from a search marketing perspective, actually often you're best focusing on those where you will see the return or the impact quickest. And that'll seem obvious, but actually, are you doing that? Are you kind of working on this huge site redesign that may take you 18 months to implement, rather than getting a few of those basic things sorted on your website that you can do today or tomorrow and make a big difference? So that's probably one tip that we've got there as well.
Mm.
Another one would be about kind of understanding that you have complex organizations, and that actually investing in the skills that are required to drive through change, if you see what I mean. So actually, I think for a lot of people who are experienced digital marketers, in terms of their personal development, so making sure that they're more valuable to their employees, you know, if you're running your own business, making sure that you're the most valuable person in your organization to your organization that you can be. I think actually, rather than perhaps learning a new, you know, specialism of technical SEO or spending a lot of time practicing a particular area of paid search, you might actually be better about taking a step back and, you know, reading and learning about kind of, you know, implementing change and making, you know, making, persuading people to that type of thing.
Mm.
And my final piece of advice would probably be that you should realize that though you will become more knowledgeable at search over time, you will find new challenges in it. And I think that's the kind of big, interesting realization that I've been through over the last 12 months, is I thought I knew most of what I would need to know about how to do search marketing. But what's exciting to me is that actually there's a lot more still to learn out there. And although it might not technically be SEO specific, there's certainly more that I'm learning all the time, which I think is helping me be a bit better at my job.
What do you think is causing this churn of technique, if that's a good way of putting it?
I think it's all just this kind of, it's a maturity in the marketplace. Less now is it about educating people that they should do search or the fundamentals of search. It's like, people do know, and actually the more you know, the more possible solutions you can see to the problem, the more opportunities you can see within your business to make more from digital marketing. So as people become more savvy and more knowledgeable and more experienced, actually their horizons broaden, so they can see all of the opportunity that's out there. And I think that's kind of this general trend, that as the market becomes more mature, as search becomes a thing that people have done for a number of years, people are aware of what they need to do. The challenge is, how do you make it happen?
Mm. Now, you alluded to, you started to give us a couple of examples of what you've seen in businesses. Can you give us any more, Kelvin, without mentioning names, assuming you don't want to mention names?
I've worked on a few specific big consultancy projects over the last couple of months, which has been quite interesting. So change away from the events and the like that I've done the last sort of 18 months or so. Mm. And whether it's just the nature of the types of projects that I've taken on, but it's definitely this kind of, I've been working on international websites where you've got different teams with different cultural backgrounds and, you know, often, you know, with sometimes differing kind of objectives that they have because they're working for different people. And that's what I've seen. And it's kind of like, actually, for example, one of a big international project I'm working on, there's the kind of, here's how, from an SEO perspective, I recommend that we remove some international websites, roll them into others, separate out here, and all of that type of, you know, nature of a project that you would have. But with the one hand, I'm kind of going, this is how I do it from a search perspective. But actually, at the same time, if I want this to have an impact, to have a positive influence on that business, I've got to understand the people and personalities and the politics involved there as well.
Mm.
And actually, you know, the best SEO recommendation that you can make isn't necessarily the one that's the best SEO. It's the one that's most likely to succeed. And I think that's a kind of interesting shift in my personal perspective, is that rather than recommending here's what the best SEO strategy is, it doesn't matter how good your ideas are for a strategy if it doesn't get implemented.
Yeah. So that's it for today's show. Just a short, sharp one. You can find the show notes at the usual place, sitevisibility.com/IM podcast. Remember, we're on iTunes and Stitcher now. And if you've got questions, there's an email, podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk. And there's a hotline, which is +44 1273 256 150.
And I do encourage people to send in those questions. Those of you who are long-term listeners will remember a while ago, we would very regularly, once a month, answer 3 or 4 different questions from audience members for podcast listeners. So please do get in touch. We've got a few there stacked away, ready to go, but we're always welcome more. And yeah, please do send those questions in, because it's interesting and we can give some advice. Because if it's a problem for you or it's a question you've got, you can be pretty sure that lots of our other listeners will be interested here as well.
Go on, don't be shy, phone in. So that's it for today, and we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
See you soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.